T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That our country is headed in. I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome, and I love us. It's a beautiful day.
8:47 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Three big things.
Three.
Several big wildfires across Kansas.
Two.
Investigation continues in Wichita's latest homicide, shooting of a woman on the west side.
One.
Four children dead after house fire in Pratt. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And out in traffic today, well, the traffic volume's pretty light at this time. Not seeing any backups on the highways, but just a little bit of heavy traffic right around the North Junction still. So watch out for a bit of a slowdown up there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and windy today with a high of 61 degrees, a lot like yesterday. South wind at 20 to 28 miles per hour and gusting higher. Mostly clear and windy tonight. The overnight low 30. Saturday sunny. Tomorrow's high 56. Now partly cloudy, 47 degrees. We have a south wind gusting to 32 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning. Wichita Eisenhower National Airport set a passenger traffic record in 2017 with a total of just over 1,620,000 passengers arriving and departing ICT. Previous record year was 2008. Remember that year when we had a real good year, Ted? 1,600,000
Before the recession? Yes, yeah. I do remember.
Just 1,619,000 total passengers. So compared to 2016, the 2017 passenger increased by 1.12%.
Well, we helped out. We flew out of ICT last year.
Although the 2017 total surpassed the 2008 record by less than 1%, the record is significant based on the changes in the industry. In 2008, there were 29% more flights, 15% more seats on 9 airlines at ICT. 4 of those airlines no longer exist: AirTran, Continental, Northwest, and U.S. Airways. Top passenger count came to just over $450,000 for United Airlines out of Eisenhower. Orders for long-standing manufactured goods rose 2.9% in December, the fastest pace since June. And another sign of strength for American industry, the Commerce Department reports today, orders were lifted by a 15.9% surge in demand for civilian aircraft and aviation parts.
How about that?
Which can bounce around from month to month, but that sounds pretty good for the Wichita area.
Well, sure does.
And the aviation industry around here.
Like to hear those numbers.
Had a mixed close on Wall Street yesterday. The S&P inched up about a point. The Dow climbed to more than 140 points. And the NASDAQ fell nearly 4 points. The outdoor gear industry brought its biggest winter marketplace to Denver this week as it faces slipping sales and shifting U.S. consumer habits. About 1,000 manufacturers showing off new products to 11,000 retail buyers at the Outdoor Retail and Snow Show. And it looks like some of the outdoor gear spending down about 6%. Apparently, millennials, they're telling us, don't like to go outdoors. Or if they do, they don't want to take any gear with them or don't want to buy anything. They're not buying the hip waders and the fly rods and the things that's outdoor gear.
Maybe not like the like people used to in the past.
Hockey in the past. All right, let's take a look at the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. A dozen Wichita area companies were recognized at a dinner event Thursday night at the Hyatt. The Business Journal, Merit Trust, and Alan Gibson Hulick presented the third annual Family Business Awards. The companies were recognized for being part of the Wichita economy over the course of generations. Company ages range from 17 years to Legacy Bank, founded 131 years ago as the Bank of Colwich. What year would that have been?
In the 1880s. I mean, wow. They've been around forever.
Yeah, this area wasn't even settled till about the 1870s. Profiles of all the companies are available in the weekly edition of the Business Journal, also on the website, WichitaBusinessJournal.com.
Boy, there have been so many great family companies in Wichita over the years.
No kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there was no shortage of VIPs at the dinner, including two GOP candidates for governor, Mark Hutton represented his company, Hutton Construction, and Wink Hartman represented the second oldest company to be honored, 97-year-old Hartman Oil Company. Wink running for governor.
A couple of them right there.
Yeah. Also this week, a special report on real estate construction and design. The topic is adaptive reuse of old buildings. For example, a lot of projects downtown have turned old buildings into new apartments and condos. The activity has inspired the same work at buildings from Delano across downtown to the Douglas Design District. Even a car wash near Kellogg and Webb is being repurposed.
Now, how about that?
Local breaking business news every day here on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. I'm filling in for Bill Roy. Doing my best, Bill. Doing my best. All right. Hey, we got the Norman Rockefeller version of Dinner Time in America.
Okay.
Mom and Dad and the kids all sitting down at the same time under a nice dinner of, oh, some sort of meat dish, maybe a salad.
Did you say Norman Rockefeller?
Did I? Or
I think
I meant
you
Norman,
meant Norman Rockwell. Rockwell, yeah.
Oh, well. Rockefeller, Rockwell, same thing. the new American dinner table now is forks, knives, and smartphones. New research from Nutrisystem shows one in three Americans cannot sit down to a meal without their smartphones.
That's lame.
Out of 2,000 people surveyed, 29% said they are on their phone during meals. 35% of those surveyed, aged 18 to 25, feel they need to have their phone for every meal they eat. Study also found 72% watch TV while eating. When asked what makes eating more enjoyable, those surveyed said watching TV rather than conversation with friends and family. There you go. 34% of Americans also said they eat so fast in front of the TV or while on their phone or tablet that they can't believe how quickly they've devoured their food.
Well, it's because they're not talking to anyone.
Or as
they're just sitting there putting stuff in their pie hole.
I think that was good, but I don't know. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, there you go. I'm not on my cell phone when I'm eating. I got to concentrate.
I'm not either.
I got to concentrate because, you know, you could bite your lip or, you know, anything could happen, right? Got to be careful. Today is National Spouses Day. Those of us who have spouses, it just reminds us how wonderful and how valuable our mates are.
You have to be reminded of that?
Yes. having been a spouse for almost 50 years, you need to be reminded from time to time that your spouse is pretty special.
Well, that's your spouse's job.
Yeah, so my spouse, it's up to Shelly to do this.
Right.
Yeah. The ball is in her court because you know how I am. Spouse's Day. Hope you enjoy it. All right, Ted.
I hope you bought an appropriate gift.
Oh, yeah, I know. 8:15 to 5 now, coming up at the top of the hour. KNSS News at 9. The investigation continues into Wichita's latest homicide. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.